Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. How was church last night? We had a marvelous service here at Bible Baptist Church. What a great start to 2024 we had with our midweek service last night and our new theme for the new year. And just been a great, great time. Looking forward to our workers' vision banquet, our dinner we have every year at Saturday evening, and kind of gets us focused on where we're headed for 2024. And we look at our goals and things we want to see accomplished. And I'm excited about the new year. And I hope you are as well. And I hope you were in your place and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor last night. And most importantly, that God met with you and spoke to your heart, gave you what you needed here on the first Wednesday night of 2024. Now, yesterday on the broadcast, we started in Luke 16 and we read that unusual parable of the unjust steward. Who knew he was going to lose his job, and he went to every creditor and gave them deep discounts and on their bill so that they would receive him later. Once he lost his job, he'd have somebody who would receive him. And we looked at some of those lessons that we get from the parable, but mainly we were talking about the money lessons that Jesus taught us. And I would urge you to go back and listen to that broadcast and kind of get caught up. We said the first lesson was that your best investment is in people that will see you in heaven. Use the money God gives you to get the gospel out so folks can be saved. Then secondly, that your management of God's money determines if he can trust you with true riches. We called it worldly wealth, and then true riches is what the Lord called it. And he judges whether he can trust it with the true riches by how we handle the money that he gives us, the worldly money. The best thing someone once said, the best thing the government could do to help our church would be to quit printing $1 bills. You know, are you just tipping God? Do you tip the waiter and the waitress better than you'd give to God? I mean, most restaurants now, you want to tip them 15% to 20%. And most people come to the church and they just want to throw a dollar or two in the plate, giving God leftovers instead of the first fruits. Listen, God can't have first place in your life if he has last place in your giving. Christmas was just over. How much did you spend on everyone and how much did you give to God? Was Jesus on the list even? The real issue is not whether God's trustworthy. The issue is, are we trustworthy in managing what God has given to us? Can God trust you with more than what you're managing right now? So we learned the first lesson, invest your money in people that can see, you'll see in heaven. How you manage your money now determines if God can trust with you the true riches. Number three, money is a great servant, but it's a terrible master. Jesus said no man can serve two masters. He'll either hate the one and love the other, else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, or God and money. In America, people have made money their God. They worship at the altar of the almighty dollar. Professor Howard Hendricks relates a story of visiting in the home of a wealthy Christian man from a family in Boston. He was impressed with the man's humility and down-to-earth attitude. And Dr. Hendricks asked him, how can you grow up in such wealth and not be consumed by materialism? And the man said, my father taught us that everything in our home was either a tool or an idol. The choice was ours. And I've chosen it to be a tool. I remember, and I've seen his show now on the old TV station, the comedian Jack Benny. He was always known as a skinflint who hated to spend his money. And in an old comedy routine, Jack Benny is held up by a robber. The mugger points a gun at him, and Jack says, come on. The robber says, hand it over, your money or your life. And Jack rubbed his chin, and the robber says, come on, come on. And Jack says, I'm thinking. In the same way, God's telling each of us, worship me or worship money. Which is it going to be? And too often we stand there thinking, I'm thinking, I'm thinking. How important is money to you? You every now and then you'll hear things about what people are willing to do for money. What would you do for $10 million? Well, that question was asked several years ago. And they were tabulated in a book entitled The Day America Told the Truth. Amazingly, 25% of the people they interviewed said they would totally abandon their family for $10 million. 23% said become a prostitute for a week for $10 million. 16% said they would leave their spouse. 3% said they'd put their children up for adoption for $10 million. Money. You cannot serve God and money. He didn't say you can't make money. He didn't say you couldn't earn money. He just says you can't live to serve God and live to serve money at the same time. If the reason you're living is to make money for the sake of the things money can buy, then that's your God. And you're not serving the living and true God. On the other hand, you can love God and He can gift you with money as He has done for many. Nothing wrong with making money and having money and being wealthy, a millionaire or a billionaire. But put God first. That money is only an instrument of your love for Him. You'll use that money to help others, not seek recognition for yourself. Indicate that you keep Him first, that you love God, you don't just love what He gives you. Money's a great servant, but it's a terrible master. Let me give you the fourth lesson Jesus taught. Money is temporary, but God's word is eternal. This is all in context of the scripture that He gives following this parable. Jesus uses this topic of divorce. Somebody likes to use that topic of divorce and as a proof text of divorce. And the Lord speaks of that when the Pharisees deride Him. But Deuteronomy 24 said, if a man took a wife and she found no favor in his eyes because of something indecent about her, he was to write a bill of divorcement and send her away. The indecent, the rabbis had taken that word to mean just about anything from burning the toast to saying something disrespectful of her husband's mother. So the context in which Jesus spoke these words, the Pharisees are making a mockery of the law of God. What Jesus said in verse 9 is one day the money's going to be gone, and it will, and you'll die, and worldly riches will cease to exist. Remember, we brought nothing into the world, and we'll take nothing out. You've never seen a U-Haul following the hearse. Money's temporary, but the word of God will last forever. He talked about the Pharisees were covetous. He said, you're trying to justify yourselves before men, but God knows your heart. And he talks about the law and the prophets, and he got into whosoever marries a wife and who leaves, putteth away his wife and marries another, commits adultery, and whosoever marries a third and put away commits adultery. And they try to run with that. But listen, the word of God is forever. Money's only temporary. Have you noticed food and drugs have an expiration date on them? It's sometimes called a use before date. You know what's great about the Bible? There is no expiration date. However, it does have a use before date. Use it before you die or before Jesus returns. Why? Because after that, it's not going to benefit you. You cannot take it with you, but you can send it on ahead. That's why Jesus spoke of laying up treasure in heaven. Invest our money in people because they have eternal souls, and they can go to heaven. But there's something else that's eternal. It's the Word of God. Two things we deal with that are eternal in this world, the souls of people and men and women and the Word of God. That's where we should invest our money. Are you investing in such a way that when you get to heaven, there'll be people there to greet you because of your gifts? Will there be some people there because of how you lived and what you said and how you gave your money? When you're giving to God, you may not realize how far your money is reaching with the good news. 90-some missionaries we support here at Bible Baptist Church, the message is going on around the globe. Maybe you've heard of the song entitled, Thank You. It starts out with a man having a dream of being in heaven, and you're standing beside him. And as you're standing there in heaven, somebody calls your name. And someone walks up to you and says, "Friend, you may not know me." But then he said, "But wait, you used to teach my Sunday school class when I was only 8. Every week, you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day, when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart." In the second verse, it goes that another man stood before you and he said, "Remember the time a missionary came to church? His pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took that gift you gave, and that's why I'm in heaven today. Thank you. Thank you for giving to the Lord, for I'm a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I'm so glad you gave." I encourage you today, as you look out over 2024, manage God's resources in a way so when you arrive in heaven, there'll be people there who will say, "Thank you for giving to the Lord." An unusual parable, but one that the Lord would teach us and one that we obviously learned some lessons from. We give, we invest so people can go to heaven. We manage what God has given to us, and that determines whether he'll give us the true riches. We have to be faithful in that which is least before he'll allow us to be faithful in that which is much. I want to manage that money wisely. Money is a servant. It is not a master. It's a terrible master. I don't want to serve money. I want to serve God and use money. And then money's temporary, but God's word is eternal. And so let's invest in the Word of God. Let's get the Bible to those who don't have Bibles. Let's get the Word of God to those who don't have the Word of God. Let's not ignore the plain teaching of the Bible. Oh, people need the Bible, and they need the Bible in context. They need to understand, not to make a mockery of the law of God, but to believe the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Well, we hope those lessons have been good and helpful, and we'll move on through Thursday, and we'll be looking at Friday tomorrow, and Lord willing, I'll talk to you a little bit about a Savior for sinners on the broadcast tomorrow. Tonight, we have the Bridge to Recovery, a faith-based addictions recovery program, meets at 6 o'clock here at the church, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday evenings, and we invite you out for that. No need to register or call or anything, just show up. And we'd love to have you be part of that program on Thursday evenings. All right, then we'll look forward to the normal services on Sunday as we hit the first Sunday of January, 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30 on Sunday. The same for our Spanish services with our Spanish church. And we hope you can make plans to be with us on the Lord's Day as we launch out into the brand new year. I appreciate you so much listening to Words to Encourage Radio, and I'll look forward to being with you again, Lord willing, on the broadcast tomorrow. Until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.